Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tesvav. Back in Shmuel Beis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling David that he was going to have a son after him who was going to build the Beis HaMikdash and keep the dynasty going and the Davidic dynasty would rule forever, Hashem gave him a warning and he said, "Im beno yaveh es darko," if your son strays from the proper path and doesn't do what's right in God's eyes, then he would give him taychacha. He would give him a lesson to straighten him out, and it would be al yidei shevet anoshim. It would come through the staff of men, meaning other people would torment him as a means of correction for a son who has strayed. And the other people who would torment Shlomo had not come along yet in Shlomo's charmed life until now, where we said in Pasuk Yudalad that Hashem raised up adversaries, Satan, using Shlomo's own word, to torment him and to kind of force him to try to get right after the wives and Avodah Zarah and the misplaced priorities that he seems to have taken on. So the first one was called Hadad Ho'adomi. So Hadad Ho'adomi was from the royal line of Edom, and David had conquered Edom. Tesva vayhibi yos David es Edom, balos yoav sar hatzavet lekaber es achalolim. And it was when David was in Edom, where Yoav, the commander of David's army, had gone up to bury those who had slain, those who had been killed. Who were those who had been killed? Almost all Edomites. Vayach kol zachar be'edom. And he exterminated, basically, all of the males of Edom. So there was a battle with Aram back in Shmuel Beis Parachas. And it says in Tehillim, in Divrei Hayamim, that David and Yoav fought Edom as well, and over the course of the battle, almost all of the Edomite males were killed. From the Talmud Bavli and Bava Basra, it seems like this was Amalek, who was a grandson of Esav, so it wasn't ordinary Edomites, it was Amalekites. But nevertheless, Yoav spent something like 6 months in Edom and killed 18,000 men. And the Ramban actually says that this was a wrong action, because al titzu reim v'al tiskar bam, we are told in the Torah specifically not to provoke and confront Edom. We are supposed to back down from confrontation with Edom. But David and his army did not. And tezayin ki sheshes chadashim yashav sham Yoav b'chol Yisrael, because 6 months, as we just said, Yoav and all of Yisrael remained in Edom. Ad hichris kol zachar be'edom, until they had wiped out every single male, except for Hadad, who is referred to in the next pasuk as Adad. Yud Zayin vayevrach Adad hu va'anoshim adomiyim me'avdi aviv ito. And so Hadad, he and the Edomite men of his father's servants along with him had fled Lavo Mitzrayim to Egypt. Egypt, never the closest and most steadfast friend to the Jewish people, always a haven for those who would torment the Jews. And this is past tense and present tense. And so Hadad went running over there, and Vahadad Nar Katan. Hadad was a very young boy, either an infant or a child. So as far as Hadad was concerned, he had a tremendous amount of resentment and anger against David in particular and Yoav for, as he saw it, exterminating his whole family and much of his nation. And so he is a young king in exile in Mitzrayim, where he has fled. Now, David's battle originally, or his original reason for going to Edom to bury the dead of his enemies, Rashi says, got him the respect of the entire region, that if you see to the burial of your enemies, that's very classy. But Hadad didn't see it that way. So they were looking for political asylum. But they didn't go straight to Mitzrayim. They wanted to wait until they had a large enough group, the Radak says, or the Abarbanel says, and then the Radak discusses it, where Hadad would be coming as an equal of sorts to Paro, as a fellow ruler, rather than just a boy on the run. So before they went to Mitzrayim, Yudchesra Yekumu Mimidyon, they went to Midyan first, and then when they were ready, they left Midyan. Vayavo'u Paran, and they went to Paran, while they gained new recruits to their forces. Vayikol Anoshim Imam Ni Paran, and they brought many of these mercenaries and these new recruits with them from Paran. Vayavo'u Mitzrayim El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. And so by the time they got to Egypt with a sizable force to show that they were people to be reckoned with and that Hadad had standing and royalty. And so Paro responded in kind. This was very smart by his advisors of Hadad. So Vayitan lo bayis. And so he gave him a home, gave him a house. The lechem omar lo. And he said to arrange food for him. Lechem, he said, for him. So give them food. Ve'eretz nosan lo, and he gave him land as well. He gave him an estate. So Hadad was appointed, Radak says, as a governor over one of the districts of Egypt. And he settled in as a respected person in Mitzrayim.